The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We'll at the beginning of a period of meditation to consciously allow the body to relax. And so we'll begin this morning by doing just that. We'll do this in a systematic way. Putting your attention in your head and seeing if you can relax, soften the muscles of your head and face. And particularly around your eyes and mouth. Relaxing your jaw, your neck. Your shoulders. Softening, releasing any holding or tension that is possible to release. Relaxing your arms. Your hands. Relaxing your chest and upper back. Softening all the muscles all the way around the rib cage. And sometimes taking a deeper breath can help to support this. Stretching the muscles on the in-breath and seeing that they can let go a little bit on the out-breath. And letting the breathing come back to normal. Just letting the breathing be. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen, middle and lower back. Softening the hips. You might even be able to relax a little bit inside the hip socket. Relax the legs, the feet, and then having relaxed the outer part of the body, and sometimes we can also touch into a little bit of relaxation inside the body. So see if there can be a relaxation, a softening inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach. And see if there can be a softening of any tension or holding in the intestines. A deeper kind of inner relaxation, a softening of all the organs, a letting them rest inside the body. Letting them rest and take care of themselves. As we relax the body consciously in this way, it helps, it supports the mind to be present here in this moment with the experience of the body. And it can also support what we could call a relaxation of mind. We can also incline towards letting go of mental tension, letting go of thoughts, worries, concerns about the past or the future. Seeing if there can be a softening of any agitation or tightening around anything that's happening in the present moment. As we relax the body and relax the mind, we are more able to actually meet just what's already happening in the present moment. So many experiences, so many sensations, so much happening in the present moment. And often we are so caught in our thoughts of past and future, or our worries or concerns about things that are going on, that we lose touch with this simple experience of being alive. Right now, this is all we have. This moment, this experience, the body, the experience and sensations of the body. How your body feels. There might be pressure and tightness and holding or vibration or heat or coolness. You might be aware of just the simple uprightness of the body. You might also be aware of hearing. The experience of hearing happening right now. What's happening right now is the stepping stone for the rest of our lives. And how we relate to that. Are we afraid? Are we confused? Are we angry? Are we greedy? How we relate to what's happening right now sets the tone for our lives. Often that relationship is below the surface of our conscious awareness. And so that's another domain that we can check into as we sit here in the present moment. We can open to, there's this experience happening, and what's the relationship to it? A sound. Is there a sense of conflict with the sound, or a sense of curiosity? What is this experience of hearing? There's a memory or a thought that arises, and often we get lost in those experiences and our relationship to that. We get lost in remembering an argument, and we wake up and we've now got a relationship to experience that's filtered through that argument. We're not trying to stop what's happening in the present moment, but we are trying to become aware of it. We're not necessarily trying to change what's happening in the present moment. Our first step is to really become aware of what's happening in the present moment. And with that awareness can come a wise choice. And so we cultivate this ability to be present, to be aware of just this moment. We can do this by opening to a flow of many different experiences. Body sensation and sound and emotion. And we can also cultivate mindfulness by picking an experience. The breath, for example. For some people, this is a helpful way to establish the sense of connection to the present moment. The breath is always happening in the present moment, and so we can always recognize that if we know we're breathing in when we're breathing in, and we know we're breathing out when we're breathing out, that we're aware in the present moment. Cultivating this steady sense of connection to our lived experience, right here and right now. And recognizing, of course, that the mind will wander into thought, get lost, lose its connection with the present moment. And yet, fortunately, at some point, that connection will return. If you notice in that returning of mindfulness, that there's kind of a pull to go back and be lost in thought. Just see if there can be an inclination towards staying here, being with life. The experience of being alive.